Get ready. Ba 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 ba. And we are live.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Fenway Faithful. Big news, season 3, episode 1. Moses, how you been, buddy?
I am great. It's Friday. I am sober. Season 3 brought to you by WickedPisses.com. The boys are back. Fenway Faithful, how are you? You.
guys, it's good to be back. It's been a while. Moses and I have been particularly busy working around the clock, but we couldn't forget about you guys. Also, Moses, by the way, I had a great conversation with our number one fan the other day, Chastity. So, hey, big shout outs to you, Chas. Thanks for always supporting us, reposting everything, and we love you. And don't worry, we're going to start doing some giveaways soon. So, again, thank you for all your support, and just keep it up. So, yeah, guys, season 3. 2020 is now behind us. We're moving forward. A lot of moves been happening lately over the last couple of months. But before we get into that, I just want to salute one of the greatest Red Sox ever, as officially retired. Everybody give it up for Dustin Pedroia. Hands down, one of the reasons I fell in love with baseball.
All of the Red Sox.
Yeah, man. Dustin, thank you for everything you gave this team, this game, everything you had. And it's sad to see you go, bud. So I said it's sad to see Dusty go, you know?
It really is, man.
He was definitely an inspiration to a lot of people. And he proved to us, you know, you never give up.
And for every little guy out there, size does not matter. You know, I mean, just real quick, let's go over Pedroia's number and with a .299 average. And that's what I'm going, 2-18 his last 3 seasons. He's going to end with a percentage of 140 career home runs, 394 doubles, 725 RBIs, 922 runs scored, 138 stolen bases. I mean, the guy never stopped. 2008 AL MVP, 2007 Rookie of the Year, 4-time All-Star, 4 times Raw Gold Gloves, that winner weekend last year. 2008 Louisville Slugger Award, 2013 MLP PAA Overall Heart and Hustle Award, 3-time World Series champ, 07, 13, 18. He never stopped, guys. This is why you have a kid. You hope he comes out like a guy never stops fucking working. He never gave up on his career. And, you know, I don't know if you watched a press conference where he left. He just said, you know, 6 knee surgeries in 18 months made him finally decide that it was not time. COVID played a role in it. He was afraid to have his family go through knee surgery in a hospital at the peak of COVID. And he was real. He said he just wanted to be able to play basketball with his son without pain and wake up not in pain. And you got to tip your hat to a guy who easily could walk back and compete for another World Series with all the moves High and Bloom made. He's leaving money on the table with this retirement. And to me, he's doing a big thing. A guy like this in his shoes will walk away and take the money and just sit it out. And he
definitely did money.
So shout out to him. We'll never have another laser show, I believe. And that's it, man.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you know, it's tough, but you know, I think a lot of New England fans would like to see Dusty stick around as maybe part of the coaching staff. We know that he had a big key role in being a big support in the 2018 season and the championship. So Dusty seems like that kind of guy. He looks like that guy that he loves baseball. He doesn't want to just leave and completely step away from it. So let's hope to hear some good news. But otherwise than that, you know, applause to him. And again, thank you. But yeah, so let's get into the 2021 season. So first off, as most of you already know, we got our skipper, Alex Cora, back. So that to me is the foundation. That's where we start this season. We got our boy back. You know, he came in his first year, took the Red Sox to a world championship, and that speaks volumes. So, you know, with that alone, there goes the chemistry, there goes the pump. That's what this team needs again to overcome the last two seasons that we've dealt with. But guys, I mean, listen, Heim Bloom has been fucking busy, right, Bo?
He has been busy. And I mean, we said it last year before COVID, we knew he was going to make moves. And you said it best, he made a lot of moves. We're finally seeing the Heim Bloom we thought we were going to see last year show up. And honestly, he kind of got dealt a curveball in the dirt last year. Become the general manager, and boom, your manager is fired. Or he leaves on whatever terms.
Yeah.
You hit the nail on the head saying the foundation piece is back at Alex Cora. And you know what? He got him back first. He was the first piece that got back was Alex Cora.
Definitely. Definitely. You know, it's not about just having good players. If any, you know, for those of you who are listening that have actually played the game of baseball, if you're not having fun, if you're not supporting and being around your teammates and treating them like brothers, if you guys don't click, you're not going to fucking succeed. That's just the way it is in this game. I don't care how good you are, how much weights you lift. Listen, you may perform individually, but this is a unit game. You got to perform all together. So with that being said, let's get into our new pickups for the 2021 season. So we're going to backtrack a little bit. We're bulking up our bullpen, and I think that was one of the biggest things that we needed. So let's start getting into that. So the Red Sox signed right-handed pitcher Matt Andrezzi to a one-year, $2 million contract. I like that a lot. He was with the Rays from 2015 to 2018, and then he was with Tampa and then went to the D-backs and then the Angels. So that's a great pickup for us. I think he's definitely going to add some potential to our bullpen there.
I agree. I like that move. And you know what? First move out the gate is pitching. What did we need last year? Pitching? Hello, we're seeing Heim Bloom do fucking work. That's what the fuck we need him to do. More fucking, let's rely on this guy from Paul Sox or this guy or that. I mean, granted, I love homegrown talent, but sometimes you got to go off the farm and find a stake somewhere else.
Yep, agreed. So one of my favorite pickups this year has been Kike, man. Kike, I love the energy that this guy has. Not to mention, he's going to be reuniting with his buddy, Alex Verdugo. So that right there is a big thing for me. He's a young guy. We're going to have him at utility, but I think that he's going to fit in just fine at second base. I have a feeling that he's going to take over that position. He's got a good glove, and he's just exciting to watch. So big shout out to Kike. Welcome to Boston. I can't wait to see you out there, buddy.
I like the attitude, bro. You know,
me too, man.
The way the Dodgers have won the last few years is because they have fun. They're relaxed.
Yeah.
And when you play this game relaxed, it goes from T-ball to pros. You're gonna win. When you have fun, you're gonna win. Come on, that 18 team, 100 and semi wins, 108 wins. Do you think they were ever tight? Do you think they were ever like down on each other? No. They did what they had to do, and that's why they won. That's why they were a good team. You can't just sit there and play tight baseball. And the first thing he posts is a video of himself dancing.
Yeah, I know. That's what it's about, bro. Just having fun. When you're relaxed, when you're having fun, when you're taking care of the guy to the right and to the left of you, you're going to succeed. That's just the way it is. So definitely, I'm looking forward to Kike out there and seeing the chemistry he brings to the dugout. All right, so now going back into our pitching staff, we signed another pitcher, right-handed pitcher Garrett Richards, to a one-year, $10 million contract. Now, that's some fucking money for a one-year deal.
Yeah, but I think, you know, not a lot of guys on the market. I like it. And I'm not questioning Heim Bloom. Who was in the World Series this year?
Dodgers.
And who else?
Oh, my God, I forgot.
The Rays.
That's right. Sorry.
And you know what they said the whole – you know what they threw in our fucking face the whole fucking playoffs?
What?
Heim Bloom built that pitching staff.
You're right.
Yeah, you know what?
He left there. You're absolutely right.
If he's gonna sign a guy that doesn't look like shit on paper, but is shit, guess what?
Exactly.
I'm gonna fucking ride. I'm riding high in Bloom, and high in Bloom we fucking trust. You do it, baby. Let's fucking go. Dan Richards, you got one more year left in you, do it in the Red Sox outfit.
Exactly. So I like that a lot. And speaking about the Rays, another guy that we signed, outfielder DH, Hunter Renfroe. Now, I'm okay with this deal. You know what I mean? Gave him a one-year, $3 million deal, and he is 29 years old. I'm optimistic about this signing. I think that he'll definitely add a little juice to the lineup, but it's all about timing. That's all it's going to be, and see what he can do.
To me, you know, obviously we're going to move on and get to some other deals that have in the outfield, but to me, he killed the team across the fucking way. He killed the rivals. He killed the division last year. Why do you not make that move? This is a fucking prime example of Moneyball. We play the division. We play the Yankees 18 times this year. Blue Jays 18 times this year. Orioles 18 times this year. Rays 18 times this year. Less than a guy who's going to kill the division 18 times this year times four. Let's fucking do it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, again, you know, welcome to Boston. Next up is one of my favorite signings, and this just recently happened, I think, a day ago. With the deal, I think this was part of the deal with us. And you know what? Let's rewind for a minute. We didn't say goodbye to Benny.
I was going to do it when we got there.
That one kind of hurts, you know, because it's Benny. Benny's Benny, man. Like, who doesn't love Benintendi? From that iconic catch in the World Series that basically solidified our championship, it was just – it was amazing to watch.
That was Eric, you know,
young guy. He has a lot of he has a very big potential in a career, and he has the world in front of him. So, Benny, we wish you the best of luck and nothing but success, of course.
So here's what I got to say on Benintendi before I keep going. I'm going to miss him, but he never played up to par, so I'm not mad at the deal. And when I read what this guy said today, the one I sent you earlier about our new outfielder, I'm kind of already in love with this guy. I fucking am. Benny was a guy, but you know what? Benny never played up to that level. Maybe I put him on a pedestal. I don't know. But why don't you tell us the guy who took his place, and I'll tell you why I love him.
Say that again?
I said, why don't you tell us who was in the deal, and I'll tell you why I love him. You can say his name better than me.
All right.
Let's hit it with him.
So in that deal, we got Frankie Cordero outfield.
Boom! That's what the fuck I'm talking about.
I'm fucking loving it, man.
That guy said he wants to pick up where David Ortiz left off.
Yep.
You made a statement like that.
I am happy about that deal, bro.
I fucking like it. I love Benny. I did. Don't think I'm a Benny hater, guys. I did like him. He just never played up to my pedestal I put him on. But this guy, I feel, is going to make an impact. Last year, you had a fanboy of Verdugo. Cool. I'm all about fanboys. But this guy wants to be David Ortiz. He's not David Ortiz's fan. He wants to be a David and Manny.
Yeah. Well, He said it. In his little letter, like, hello to Boston, he's like, you know, I want to continue that Dominican legacy that started with Pedro and Poppy and Manny and Hanley and all these, you know, great players that contributed to the Red Sox. So I'm very excited to see him play and to see what he's going to bring to the team. So going back to that deal, along with that deal, we got right-handed pitcher Josh Winkowski. I'm not too familiar with this guy, so I'll let you talk about him.
I believe he played in the minors. I'm not too familiar on him either. I think he was a minor leaguer last year. But honestly, I think everybody on the Kansas City Royals last year was a minor leaguer. So, I'm going to take that route. I'll be that guy. You know, I'm not saying everybody. All right, maybe like 23 to 25 man was a minor league player last year. Who the fuck was on the Royals last year? It was the Royals. I think the Royals were worse than the Red Sox last year. So that speaks volumes in itself. I do like the trade. I do like the move. The move is still very suspect. I think the Mets were involved somehow in it. I don't know all the details on it. But I know Frankie Cordero, I like that guy already. I can't wait to see him play. Spring training tickets go on sale, I believe, on Monday. We're getting ours. I can't wait. Let's get vaccines, wherever we got to do to go. I can't fucking wait. Baseball's back. Let's fucking go. That's all I fucking care about. Baseball is back.
So quick update for everybody, for those of you that are looking to attend some spring training games. So obviously it's Florida, fucking cowboy land. They don't give a fuck about nothing.
Florida, man.
Governor's a savage. He told Joe Biden to go fuck himself today, by the way.
Did he really?
Yeah. I'll get it. Listen, not getting into politics, but it was a phone call with him and Dr. Fauci, and DeSantis told Joe Biden to go fuck himself and then hung up the phone.
Florida man.
Anyways. So back to what I was saying. They are going to attend. They are going to allow a limited number of fans attend spring training games. Unfortunately, like every other year, you get to go for autographs and other type of festivities. Those are being canceled, obviously, because of MLB regulations for COVID. So it's not a Florida thing, but just be happy that we can at least watch some spring training. So that's going to be awesome. Me and Mo are definitely going to talk about that further in the season. And hopefully we can get down there and have a good time. Absolutely. So following up with that, we added a little depth to our catchers unit there. We signed Chris Herrmann, MLB veteran, 8 years. We signed him to a minor league deal, but I like that because, you know, now we got Vasquez and Plawicki and a couple of other young guys. But, you know, this is a guy that's been around the league. He has the experience. So that makes me feel good, you know, that if, God forbid, Vasquez gets hurt or Plawicki can't play, we have some depth and we have a guy that's seasoned and he knows how to run the game. So that's a good signing to me. I like that.
I agree. I fucking love it, bro. It's fucking huge. I like, you know, and I like opportunities. You know, Plawicki really wasn't an offensive power last year, so having that option, a third option, and it ain't like a fucking John and Lucroy. It's actually like young blood. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, me too. So one of the bigger news right now that hasn't been officially announced, but the Red Sox are reportedly close to signing Samamara from Japan. This guy's an animal. And that'll be awesome to bring back a good arm into the bullpen. I really like that. And as we know, these Japanese pitchers, man, they throw really good. But I like that. I'm excited for it. We'll keep paying attention. We'll bring you more news on it once they have officially announced his signing. Other than that, what else we got? Let me see. This was the article from Cordero. Oh, and let's finish it up with Martin Perez back. I really like this guy. And it just makes me feel good that we got another guy coming back. I like that a lot. Honestly, man, at this point in the season, I mean, this point right now, before the season starts, you know, we're getting closer and closer, but I like the job that Chaim Bloom is doing. He came in here, he said he had a job to do, and he's doing it.
He did. And one more thing on Chaim Bloom's. His first draft pick, Nick York, has cracked a top 10 second baseman in all prospects. So everybody knows that.
And don't forget, we also have the stud, Jeter Downs. We still have him too.
Yeah, I mean, so I like it.
Spring training is going to be interesting. We're going to have an opportunity to see some of the young guys, some of these old guys, and we're going to see who's going to want to be in our roster.
Man.
You know, and I think a lot of guys have a bad taste of the 2020 season, the shortened season, and all the bullshit we went through. So we're going to see some passion. We're definitely going to see some passion. And I'm just excited, man. I can't wait to just throw my jersey on and drink some beer and watch a game with my boys, honestly.
I can't wait. Get some bourbon and a cup and some Red Bull, and we're good.
There you go.
The only thing hotter right now than all moves Chaim Bloom made, Dave, you know what's hotter than all the moves that Chaim Bloom's made?
Here we go. What?
The new gear from WickedPistons.com. Oh, my God. My guy. My guy is Nick over there. Everybody in the design team, good fucking work. It's amazing. I got some more stuff in the mail the other day. Just hit dingers all day, baby. Wearing that on like, my jersey this year. Can't wait. I mean, guys, wickedpizza.com, freshest gear. Don't fucking be cheap. Go buy it. And when you are being cheap, use the discount code FFS15 for your discount. Thank you, boys, later.
Yeah. So, you know, go buy your girl a fucking hoodie, you cold-hearted bastards. FFS15, wickedpizza.com. All right, guys. Guys, like we said at the beginning of the show, this is officially season 3. I think that this year we're going to have so much more to talk about. Moses and I spend a lot more time together these days. We're working together part-time. So we're going to have so many ideas to bring to everyone. But most importantly, I just want to say thank you for all of us that have been with us and have followed and have stayed loyal. And all we want to do is just bring you, you know, good Red Sox content, guys. We love you.
Love you guys. Make sure to check out FenwayFaithfulSports.com. There'll be more articles coming from yours truly in the weeks to come, with many more writers joining the staff and a lot more of the reports.
That's right. All right, guys. Until next time, see ya.
We are out.